the purpose of critique, review, and education, it's time for the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party Podcast, number 14. So, what we got here is a tape that was simply labeled Carlo, second phase. So, that's what I'm going to refer to, all these eight songs. There's nothing really new here, but there are some great different mixes, a couple alternate versions, and what you're going to hear on every song are these wonderful lady backup singers. It really makes the songs really different. So let's start it off. I'm going to quit talking. Here is Get Off. The first one, it comes in at 4:27. There you have it, coming in at 4 minutes 27 seconds, a version I've never heard of before, probably first time you've heard it, of Get Off. And I like the way Carlo puts a little bit of Spanish in there about halfway through and a little bit of towards the end. There's going to be a lot of speculation of maybe when this tape was put together or when it was not put together. It's got some clues in it. It's hard to say. I'll render my verdict at the end when we get to the very last song. So anyway, I want to say also that version has a lot of feel of like Lionel Richie's All Night Long or Dancing on the Ceiling, a very kind of like party atmosphere. And it even makes it even more believable. That's kind of, maybe that's what Carlo was thinking. I tried to talk to Tabitha. She wasn't able to get back to me if she could have a comment on it. She doesn't know anything about the tape. But everyone was asking if Carlo had any kind of period where he was interested or talking about maybe something of Lionel Richie of those two songs, because they have a definite party atmosphere. But if you think that one had a party atmosphere, this next version mix of Get Off comes in at 9 minutes and 34 seconds. It's a long one. Let's roll it.
Get off! Get off! Get off! a new perspective on how to get on. Ooh, baby, love me wild and love me crazy.
There you have it, coming in at 9 minutes 34 seconds. I'm just going to refer to this version to as the 934 club mix because it's so long and it definitely sounds like a party. And if you understand what I mean there, sounds like Lionel Richie's party atmosphere that he did on All Night Long and Dancing on the Ceiling. Next version of Get Off comes in at 3 minutes and 53 seconds. I think this might be the original version from Foxy. I'm not certain. I have no way of telling unless I really do a lot of digging and pulling up files, but I'm not going to do that right now because I just want to get this out. When I was working with Carlo on the Time to Dance album, he originally had Get Off, in parentheses, original version on there, but then at the looking at the publishing rights and the publishing cost and everything, we pulled it from there and just stuck to all the original material from the Time to Dance album. So here it is. See what you think. Is this the original Foxy from Get Off?
Get off.
Alright, is that the original version? I think it's kind of maybe the original track version, but then maybe Carlo remixed it a little bit. Maybe the bass is up a little bit different, drums, I don't know. Anyway, those are the first three versions of from the album, from the songs Get Off. Number four was kind of a surprise when I first downloaded the tape and transferred it and listened to it. It's actually the first break into the PR material. Love Potion number 9. Here it is coming in at 3:36. Definitely an alternate version from the PR Rides Again album. Listen to the lady backup singers, which come in at about maybe 2/3 to 75% through the track. Makes it completely different. Version from the PR Rides Again 1983 album. A lot more soul backup singers in it. It's interesting because it's I like that version better. Even a few people have mentioned it that they like it a little bit better. The other one, Ron Fowler posted on Facebook on the, and I want to say also thank you to James Comento for letting me post these on the Raider Rooters Facebook page to get it out there and share this stuff with the fans. Ron Fowler said, same basic track, but the synth sound remains prominent throughout, and the backing vocals are different. Definitely yes. on that one. So that's the first crack we got of that one, if something comes with PR relation. Okay, next one. We are going to play, there's four songs, the four remaining songs are all four songs that were on the Time to Dance album, which are songs that Carlo did release on a few other LPs or solo projects that he worked on, basically drawing them or repackaging them a little bit. One album, I'd have to dig him out, but I'm not going to right now. One was called Street Talk, and there was something else. But anyway, did a lot of work with him on these, and these have, all four tracks do have these lady backup singers on them, much like Love Potion number 9 did. So here's the first one, coming in at 424, an alternate version from what was the album, the Time to Dance album version, Don't Believe It.
Did you hear this crazy story? You didn't hear it on the radio.
Radio.
I think somebody's messing with you.
It isn't true, baby.
Don't let it turn your head around. It'll only get the best of you.
Best of you.
Don't forget it's just you and me.
It's me and you, baby.
No, you can't believe it,
don't believe it.
You couldn't really, really take it seriously. You can't believe it,
don't believe it.
Why does street talk always seem to matter? You've gotta keep your head above it all.
Above it all.
Don't believe what they're telling you now.
It isn't true, baby.
It, no, you can't believe it,
don't believe it.
You couldn't really, really take it seriously. You can't believe it,
don't believe it,
don't believe it.
I don't want you to think about it. I'm telling you it isn't so.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, all the time.
Definitely an alternate version of Don't Believe It, which would be from the original Time to Dance album. Definitely you can hear more of the lady backup singers on there. I really like that one. Let's do the next one. It is Shake It Baby, coming in at 3:56.
Good, I really missed ya. You still got that walk about ya, the one that makes a woman cry, yeah. I love the way you shake it, baby, with every step that you take.
That is definitely an alternate version, just right there at that ending, the way it fades out. Now, trivia question. Do you know what the song Shake It Up, Baby is about? Carlo told me the story about it. I will double check it with Tabitha, his wife. But from what he told me, it was about when he was going across a crosswalk here in Las Vegas, across a strip. None other than Pamela Lee Anderson was coming the opposite direction. He described it as she was shaking it, and, well, you know, it's Pamela Lee Anderson, and you cause a heart attack, baby. That's the story behind it. Anyway, let's get to the next one. This is one the title, which was Time to Dance. Here we go. I had to put the long fade on that because the software I use shows that it fades out long, so I wanted to leave it all in there. Agree or disagree, I kind of see a lot of Lionel Richie All Night Long influence on there, the whole party rhythm feel to it. So anyway, the last one, this is a song that I always liked this one, always close to my heart. I loved it when I worked. I said this would be the song that would be used to push with it when he did Time to Dance album, but here it is, I Don't Want It, or just Don't Want It, which he wrote with Danny Krause. They did release, a big release of it, did go out on a 12-inch DJ vinyl back in 1988. These were the tracks we played on some of the earlier podcasts. We'll play them again later, but that what Louis Go Home provided. Don't Want It, there was a club mix, there was a... Oh, there's a few others. But anyway, here it is, another one coming in at 4 minutes even.
Woods from a kiss.
And there you have it. 8 songs you've probably never heard before from the first tape that I've extracted from Carlo's archives. I'm going to just refer to it as second phase, 1983 to 1988. My thoughts are that, you know, going back, the fact that it's on there, that there is the alternate version of going back to PRR Rides Again. Also, now the fact Don't Want It is on there, going up to 1988. So I think just labeling it second phase, 1983 to 1988. Of these songs, I believe that would be the time period, somewhere in there. Do want to share, Louie Go Home did swear the fact that it was probably maybe, the tape was either cut during or after PR, but the fact that Don't Want It was written by him and Danny, that's the way it seems to be. So, I want to know your comments. What do you think? Leave a message. Write something in the Facebook page. Write something on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network page that we got there. I will be uploading the entire album for free later, maybe in the middle of the week on Wednesday. 2 versions of it. 1 with the spaces, just as it appears on the audio tape. And then I'm going to edit one down into it so it's got songs that run together. Because I kind of like it when the albums run together, the songs without the spaces between the songs. Gives it the long feel. Now, there is one thing I am going to tamper with, because I really like at the end of the 934 club mix of Get Off, the very last fade where you hear the music stops and you hear the ladies saying stuff in the background, I'm going to amplify that just a little bit so we can hear it a little bit better to close out this podcast.
Watch it. Oh.
No, yeah.
Something, man. Woo! He's a bad boy.
Woo!
Get off, baby.
I know.
Get off, baby.